It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A federal appeals court ruled that Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. We're taking your comments right now over at the Central Time Facebook page.
First, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has updated their fishing and fish consumption guidelines for Wisconsin.
While there are many health benefits to eating freshly caught fish, they can take in pollutants from the water they live in, the food they eat, meaning fish consumption can pose health risks to humans. That's where these annual guidelines come in.
Here to talk about the latest fish consumption advice is Candy Schrank. She's an environmental toxicologist with the Fisheries Management Program at the Wisconsin DNR. Candy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So why do we need to be careful about eating the fish we're catching out of Wisconsin's lakes and rivers?
We know that from our testing since the 1970s that some fish contain higher levels of mercury, PCBs, and other pollutants, where we want people to follow our consumption advisory so that their health, you know, remains in good shape.
Now, there are a lot of lakes and rivers in Wisconsin. Have they all been tested?
No. Wisconsin DNR has a testing program where we try to get to a number of lakes, and we also repeatedly sample some water bodies like Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and so forth. But we have tested about 2,000 water bodies out of, you know, all the various numbers of lakes and rivers in Wisconsin. And for the most part, people can follow our statewide general advisory that applies to all inland waters. And the consumption advice ranges from one meal a week to do not eat. So if people are eating fish from Wisconsin waters, we just ask that they think about, you know, how often they eat fish. Most people don't eat a lot of fish, but if they're frequent fish eaters, we would like them to go to our webpage and look at our fish consumption advisories.
Now, it seems that there is sort of a good news, bad news scenario going on with these new guidelines versus Great Lakes fish and then some inland lake fish. What have you found?
Well, each year we test a number of different water bodies, you know, and every year we update the advice. So our information focuses on the water bodies where our advisory changed. But in some cases, you know, the information that we gathered results in no change. So in a way, that no change in advice is also news. For instance, we did sample or obtain new data for 28 inland waters where the consumption advisories did not change, and they remain under the general advisory. But we did remove some exceptions to our general advisory for Sugar Camp chain, and we did add some slightly more stringent advisories for a few of our northern lakes. And that's with regard to mercury, where mercury tends to accumulate in fish to higher levels in the northern lakes.
Now, reading your fish-eating consumption guidelines online, it seems as though with PCBs, there are some of the PCBs that will melt away with the fat if you grill it on a rack. Is there any such preparation method with mercury that can lessen the impact?
For mercury, what we recommend is that people choose smaller sizes of fish and also just, you know, look for like panfish or try to fish a different lake compared to a lake that might have a more stringent advisory. And there's only 145 water bodies that have these more stringent advisories. So there's a lot of different waters where people can go and catch a fish and take it home and eat it. So, you know, the cooking and cleaning is still, or the trimming of the fish is still a good idea to reduce any sort of contaminants that might be in the fat. But in addition, if they, like you said, grill it and let the fat drip away, that will reduce the PCB burden in the fillet.
Now, in terms of trout, there's a bit of good news there. It seems like that's gotten a little bit safer to eat from the Great Lakes anyway.
Well, we've been, like I said, we've been updating our advice every year, and we resample fish from Lake Michigan and Lake Superior every other year. So this year we did relax the advisory for brown trout to one meal a month, and in Green Bay we relaxed the advisory for Chinook to 1 meal a month also. And we have found that looking at PCB levels in salmon, that PCB levels have declined over the period of, 1975 to about 2010 in looking at that data more in depth.
Now, you've said these guidelines have been relaxed on trout to 1 meal a month. That's not a lot of fish, Wisconsin fish, eaten a month. So does that tell us we should be kind of alarmed at the state of Wisconsin's waters?
Well, all states and, even if, go to Canada, there's consumption advisories. 1 meal a month is, for brown trout and, if you think about all the other fish that you can eat, there's a lot of different species that are available that people can eat more frequently. Panfish, the rainbow trout, and there's, a good variety, a diversity of species that people can fish. And if you, if people want to go online to our webpage at dnr.wi.gov and just search for Eating Your Catch, we also have a cookbook where a variety of fish species are highlighted and show different recipes and also the cooking and cleaning methods so that, people do have a choice in what fish they take home to consume.
Well, you mentioned one or two, but if there are, say, three fish in Wisconsin lakes that we can eat, what are they?
If there are three fish in Wisconsin lakes, well, again, panfish are a good choice, like crappie, yellow perch, bluegill, salmon or trout, inland trout are an excellent choice to select.
All right, gotcha. And we'll leave it there. Candy,
okay.
Thank you for the suggestions, and thank you for talking today.
All right, thank you.
That was Candy Schrank. She's an environmental toxicologist with the Fisheries Management Program at the Wisconsin DNR.